Lesson 21, The Ten Commandments. Purpose, to teach the children that keeping the Ten Commandments help us be happy. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Exodus chapter 19. The Lord covenants with the people and appears on Mount Sinai. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 22. The Ten Commandments are revealed. Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 and 18. Moses stays on Mount Sinai for 40 days. Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. The tablets are written by the finger of the Lord. Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 24 and 30 to 32. Aaron makes a golden calf. 2. Additional reading. Mosiah chapter 12, verses 34 to 36. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 15 through 24. The Ten Commandments are given to the Nephites. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 5 through 9. The Lord repeats some of the Ten Commandments to the prophet Joseph Smith. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. A list of the ingredients in a cake for each child. C. Picture 6-24, Moses and the Ten Commandments. D. The chart of the Ten Commandments at the end of this lesson or from the Meeting House Library. 65038. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Without providing instruction, give the children a list of ingredients and ask them how they would use them to make a cake. When they start asking questions about how to make the cake, explain that instructions are necessary to be able to do what you ask them. Then discuss how rules and laws are like instructions. Explain that the children could make a cake even if they didn't follow instructions, but they might not want to eat it. But if they carefully followed the instructions of a good recipe, the cake would be good to eat. Explain that rules are necessary in other aspects of our lives. Ask the children to name some rules we should follow to be safe, to have good health, to have good relationships with others, or to have eternal life. Point out that rules bring order into our lives and are necessary for us to know how to live happily. Tell the children that in this lesson they will learn about Moses and the children of Israel. Receiving the Ten Commandments, which are laws given by God to help us know what to do and how to live so we can be happy. Page 91. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Moses receiving the Ten Commandments from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. Show the picture and the chart where appropriate. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Help the children understand that the Israelites were not happy when they did not follow the Ten Commandments and that they were denied the blessings when they disobeyed the commandments they had been given. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. After the children of Israel came out of Egypt and were miraculously helped by the Lord to cross the Red Sea, they traveled to the wilderness of Sinai. When the Lord talked to Moses from Mount Sinai, he asked Moses to remind the children of Israel how he had saved them from the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. Why was it important for them to remember this incident? Why should we always remember blessings we receive from Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? What was required of the Israelites to become God's peculiar treasure? Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Explain that in the Old Testament, the Hebrew term from which peculiar was translated is segulah, which means valued property or treasure. From Russell M. Nelson Conference Report, April 1995, page 44, or Ensign, May 1995, page 34. What can we do to show Heavenly Father that we want to be part of His peculiar or covenant people? What did the Israelites say when they covenanted with the Lord? Exodus chapter 19, verse 8. What similar covenants have we made with the Lord? Our covenants at baptism to keep His commandments. When do we renew our covenants with the Lord? When we partake of the sacrament each week. Why is it important to renew and remember our covenants each Sunday? What sacred opportunity did the Lord promise the Israelites if they washed their clothes and purified themselves? Exodus chapter 19, verses 9 through 11. 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I am come down unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. 11. And be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Explain that they were preparing themselves to be presented to God. After the children of Israel had prepared themselves to be in the presence of the Lord, what did they see and hear? Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 and 22. What did the Lord give Moses on Mount Sinai? Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. What are the Ten Commandments? See Enrichment Activities number 1, 2, and 3. Help the children understand that the Ten Commandments were part of a more complete spiritual law that God gave Moses. 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. 2. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. 5. Honor thy father and thy mother. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. 6. Thou shalt not kill. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. 8. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. 10. Thou shalt not covet. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. How long was Moses on Mount Sinai? Exodus chapter 24, verse 18. What did the children of Israel do because he was gone? Refer to Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 4. Why do you think they asked Aaron to make the golden calf? Why do you think Aaron agreed to do it? Whom did Aaron blame for his actions? See Exodus chapter 32, verses 22 through 24. What should we do instead of blaming others when we do something wrong? Which one of the Ten Commandments were the Israelites breaking in worshiping the golden calf? Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 and 5. What kind of graven images or idols do people in our modern world worship? Point out that some people worship gods made of brass or wood, the way the Israelites worship the golden calf. But idol worship can also be more than that. An idol can be anything that becomes so important that it takes an inappropriate amount of our time and thought. It becomes a god to us. Today, our false gods can take such forms as money, material possessions, physical appearance, recreation, or idolizing famous athletes, actors, or musicians. How did Moses react when he saw what the people had done? Exodus chapter 32, verse 19. Why did he break the tablets of stone? He couldn't share such sacred things with people who were not ready to receive them. What did the Lord have Moses do after Moses broke the first set of tablets? Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 and 28. Note the Joseph Smith translation of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 2. This explains that these later tablets had the Ten Commandments written on them, but they no longer contained the words of the everlasting covenant of the Holy Priesthood. Because of their wickedness, the children of Israel lost the opportunity to have the higher spiritual laws. How did Moses show great love for his people, even though they had done wrong? Exodus chapter 32, verses 30 to 32. How did the Lord show his love for the Israelites? In the Joseph Smith translation, Exodus chapter 32, verse 14, the Lord promised to spare the Israelites if they would repent of the evil they had done. How would keeping the Ten Commandments have blessed the children of Israel? How will keeping the Ten Commandments bless us? Why is it so important to obey the commandments? See Enrichment Activity number 4. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Display the chart of the Ten Commandments with a few of the words covered and let the children take turns filling in the blanks. Or you could make copies of this chart with some of the words missing for each child and let the children fill in the blanks on their own copies. They could then take their copies home to remind them to obey the Ten Commandments. 2. Briefly discuss what each commandment means and help the children learn them by playing a game. Give the children each a number of numbers, depending on the class size, from 1 to 10. Have them learn the commandment that corresponds to their number. Then call out various numbers. When each child's number is called, have him or her say or read from the chart that commandment. After several turns, give the children new numbers and play again. 3. Notice that all of the Ten Commandments fit under the two great commandments that Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. To love God and to love our neighbors. Write, "Love God and love neighbors," on the chalkboard. Let the children take turns reading each commandment from Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, or from the chart. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. 10. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. 13. Thou shalt not kill. 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. 15. Thou shalt not steal. 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Have them write on the chalkboard a few key words from each commandment under the appropriate heading. Discuss specific ways to live these commandments and challenge the children to choose one specific way to show love for God and to show love for our neighbors this week. 4. Place the word strip, loss of freedom, unhappiness, on one wall of the classroom, and the word strip, freedom, happiness, on the other. Explain that although Satan often makes it look like fun to break the commandments, all the choices we make have consequences. When people follow Satan's plan At first, it seems to give them more freedom, but as they continue to make wrong choices, the consequences begin to bind them. For example, if people lie and cheat, they are not worthy to be in the presence of God. People who choose to keep the commandments may at first feel restricted, but as they continue to make right choices, their lives begin to open up to greater freedoms. For instance, if young people stay pure and morally clean, later they will have the privilege of going to the Holy Temple to receive all the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Have the children choose slips of paper with an action word on each paper, such as "don't steal," "control your temper," "smoke and drink," "lie," "stay pure and clean," and so on. Depending on what their papers say, have the children stand by the appropriate word strip and read the action and tell what the consequences might be and why it brings happiness and freedom or unhappiness and loss of freedom. 5. Sing or read the words to "Keep the Commandments," Children's Songbook, page 146, or "The Commandments," Children's Songbook, page 112. Keep the Commandments. Verse 1. Keep the commandments, keep the commandments. In this there is safety, in this there is peace. He will send blessings, he will send blessings. Words of a prophet. Refrain. Keep the commandments, in this there is safety and peace. Verse 2. We are his children, we are his children, and we must be tested to show we are true. Hold to his promises, hold to his promises, heeding the prophets. The commandments. Thou shalt have no gods but me. Before no idols bow thy knee. Take not the name of God in vain. Do not the Sabbath day profane. Honor thy parents all thy days. Take not thy life in wanton ways. Be faithful in thy marriage trust, and never steal or be unjust. Always tell the truth and love it. What is thy neighbor's, do not covet. And the greatest commandments of all, with all thy heart, love God above, and as thyself thy neighbor love. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to bear testimony that because the Lord loves us, he gives us commandments. Obeying these laws brings us happiness. You might share a time when you felt joy and received blessings from keeping a specific commandment. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 22 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. As a review of this, see page 94, the listing of the Ten Commandments. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 21, The Ten Commandments.